And see, so many times, we let that stuff bother us. You know, most of us, we are left for Jesus and say, what he said. When they heard what the disciples said, we would have been gone. But Jesus said, woman, it's not me. Take the children's bread and give it to the dog. She said, true Lord. But the puppies, the dogs, little dog, big dog, with under the table, eat the crumb. Jesus said, great, my God, great is thy faith. You go on your way. Whew. But can you see the circumstances around all these people? And they didn't let them move them. Are you going to continue to hide and duck or allow these circumstances that Jesus said was coming on the earth to shut you down, close you down, put you in a dysfunctional mode, and you just in fear? Or are you going to rise up in your faith? Didn't say it wasn't going to be a fight, but we know what kind of fight is a good fight. Why is it a good fight? Because I win. Are you going to rise up in your faith and stand in your place and say to that thing, I'm speaking your end today. I won't have to ever deal with you again because this is your end. That's what Jesus said. Amen. How long will you go without your peace? How long would you allow your rest at night to be disturbed by fear, doubt, and unbelief? How long would you watch the TV and listen more to what they are saying than what the Word is saying? How long will you spend more time with them listening to what they have to say than you with what your Father had to say? How long will you do it? How long? Or will you rise up and say, I take God at His Word. I'm going to find out what He said, what He has said. And I'm going to put it in my heart. And I'm going to have it in my mouth. On anything, everything that rises up, this is what's coming out of my mouth. This is what's coming out of my mouth. What God has done for me. I'm healed. I'm saved. I'm whole. I feel my needs are met. I'm more than a conqueror. I walk in love. Therefore, my faith works. And my faith works by grace. Grace is the ability to do, and I got the ability to do, and I have the ability to speak, and my faith works. And I get what I want, because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So if I'm not wanting, that means I get what I want. Huh? So I live life fearlessly. I live life full. Challenges come to my life every day, but I meet every one of them, put them in their place. Hallelujah. I never go through the day at the end of the day whining what a failure I was. I end up the day saying, thank you, Lord. Praise you for the victory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. You carried me through another day. And here I am again to praise you. Wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord, while I was asleep, slumbering, almost like a dead man. I didn't even know anybody was around me, but you awaken me another morning to see another day. I bless you for this day. Thank you, Jesus. Here I come in the throne room to commune with you. Or will you live your life on uncertain ground? You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what you're going to do. Oh, you live your life saying, thank you, Jesus, for the miracles that you worked in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know that woman with the issue of blood? She thanked Jesus and praised him and shout the victory. Thank you for working miracles in my life. You healed me. You healed me. You stopped this issue, this flow of blood.